But in 80, of course, was the big debate about where to Mardi Gras. I was very involved in that. And very, I think really Gay Wave saw itself as pretty diametrically opposed to Michael Glean and the pink dollar and the gay business, and we saw that as a kind of appropriation, I guess, of what we thought the kind of gay liberation principles were, in the way that we saw some of the gay press as also... We didn't see that as appropriating, but we saw that as representing one side particularly, and more of the business side. I hope I'm not giving you a headache.
No, I'm just thinking of where we're going with this, because it's interesting. People listening to this in a few years' time may not understand what that's all about.
Oh, yes, yeah. Yes. Well, of course, in 1980... there started to be some gay businessmen who started thinking there's actually a very vital gay liberation or gay scene in Sydney, and there's this puny little Mardi Gras that they have in Stonewall, and surely we could do something to develop that and make that a bigger event, and surely we could actually have a few more venues in Oxford Street and start charging a bit more for them, and you know, there's money to be made here basically. And so there was that was talked about as the pink dollar, both I think on both sides of the kind of divide, and the divide was really about whether gayness was something that was there to be made money from, whether it was legitimate to say this is something that can also be
commodified
exactly, or whether that actually undermines the principles that got us all active and involved in the first place. Everyone was very sure where they stood on it. I don't think anybody was in any doubt. It was just a question of really who had the numbers, not in a kind of party branch sense, but just in a sense of how representative that position was, the position of we can make this bigger and better.
So did the Gay Waves people see themselves as making it bigger and better for their cause, or did they just I'm thinking more of like Lance Garland's position of...
Yes, no, I'm not sure about... I mean, I'm sure I heard him speak on it, but I can't remember the sort of details. I mean, the only person whose position I remember is Marilyn from the CPA, who gave that sort of impassioned speech about it's not too cold. There was a lot of stuff about the weather. And, it's too cold to go out in winter and nobody's going to come. And it certainly didn't become the kind of... Festival of Flesh that I guess it became later on. We lost the vote, obviously, in terms of, I don't think by a whole lot, but more people thought, let's turn this into something big, let's see what we can do with it, let's put it in summer, let's do all the things that happened with Mardi Gras.